Thank you so much. Well, you set up my story perfectly when you talked about the legacy that Unitarian Universalists have to carry forward. Because, you know, we talk a lot about the famous Unitarian and Universalists in history we're so proud of. Well, people like Clara Barton, who started the Red Cross, or Samuel Gridley Howe, who invented the very first school for the blind in the United States, or Dorothea Dix, who revolutionized the helpful and humane treatment of people with mental illness in this country. And we've got some amazing heroes we love to talk about. And then there are the folks we don't talk about. Millard Fillmore. President Millard Fillmore, he was the 13th president of the United States, and he was an absolute pillar of the Unitarian Church in Buffalo, New York. You notice we never brag about Millard Fillmore? Well, for those of you who don't know, because I know this is a story for people of all ages, as the 13th president of the United States, Millard Fillmore was president way back in the days when people rode in horse and buggies instead of driving in cars, and women wore those long full dresses and little bonnets and stuff like that. So it was definitely the olden days, way, way olden days. And one of the things about during the time of Millard Fillmore's presidency is that that was during the time of slavery, when it was okay for one human being to own another human being, just like we might own our cats or our horses. They could own human beings. White people could own black people. That was seen as okay. There was a huge debate going on in the country about that. There ended up being a war later, of course, but at that time, there was just a lot of debate. And Millard Fillmore, what he said is that he didn't really like the idea of slavery personally, but he didn't want to tell anybody else what to do. He just wanted us all to calm down and not fight about it. So what Millard Fillmore did, I mean, being president of the United States, I mean, that's a great opportunity to make the world a better place. You've got a lot you can do when you're president of the United States. What did he do? He passed the Fugitive Slave Law that said it was okay that if a slave ran away from their imprisonment and went off to someplace where they could be free, that the police could go and get them and haul them back to slavery again. That was a Fugitive Slave Law, and that is the legacy of one of our Unitarian presidents, Millard Fillmore. Oh, Millard, you missed your chance. You could have made the world such a better place. You had such an opportunity at that place in history, at that opportunity. You could have made the world a better place, Millard, and you blew it. You missed your chance. So I usually think of Millard Fillmore as the perfect example of how we can't just say we're Unitarians or Universalists or Unitarian Universalists. That just saying it, just belonging to the church is not enough. We actually have to live our values in how we are in our daily life. That's what really makes us Unitarian Universalists, is when we live our beliefs in the world. Thanks for listening about Millard Fillmore. And I also want to appreciate the fantastic readings and songs you guys have chosen today for this service. Just such good stuff. In fact, in that video you saw with the We Shall Be Known by the Company You Keep, my boss is actually pictured there, and there's at the big march where somebody's linking arms with Cornel West. That's my boss, Carlton Smith, the lead of the Pacific Western region. So I'm going to talk to you today about what I do and what we all do in the UUA. So good morning. I'm the Reverend Sarah Movius Schur, as you heard. I'm the primary staff contact for your congregation for the Pacific Western region of the Unitarian Universalists. And I'm delighted to be here with you today. And it's through the miracle of Zoom. Really, 10 years ago, it would never occur to me that I'd be able to be with you without driving 5 hours up the interstate. But here we are. It's kind of amazing. It really is. And know that as your primary contact, I'm here for you. I am here for you. If If you need something from the UUA, I am the first person you can call and I'll help you find it. I can be there to help you with resources and I'll help you get the support the best I can. That's my job. And I'm proud to serve you in this way. So here's an interesting thing. I am a fully credentialed Unitarian Universalist minister, and I work for the UUA as staff, and I've been a Unitarian Universalist since I was in my 20s. But I'm not a member of the UUA. And it's not because I'm not dedicated to our faith. It's because I can't join the UUA, and neither can any of you. If you look at the name is the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. So people can't be members of the UUA. Only congregations like your fellowship can be members. And my records show that your fellowship joined in 1977 and has been a member ever since. Your fellowship is a member of the UUA. You pay a portion of your budget to support the organization and the work of the UUA every year. Now, many of you may not know all the things or much of what the UUA does. Yes, we provide folks like me, hi, to support you. You also might know we publish the hymnal and a bunch of religious education materials. The UU World Magazine comes out of the UUA. Some of you might know we maintain a huge and incredibly confusing webpage that has lots of helpful information for congregations like yours on everything from how to hire professional staff to good advice on COVID safety to where is the nearest UU congregation to any given town in the world to who serves on the UUA Board of Trustees. The stated mission of the UUA is threefold: to support congregations, that means congregations like yours, to train leaders, lay leaders as well as professional leaders, and to advance our values in the world. And it's that third part of the mission I want to talk to you about today. The justice work that is part of the stated mission of the Unitarian Universalist Association. And I'm not just talking about organizations we help support, but the actual justice work done by the UUA every day. As a member congregation, this is work that we are doing and you are doing through your involvement in the association. First, there's our Side with Love efforts. Does anyone know the story of where the whole Side with Love name came from? Way back at the turn of the most recent century, the idea of legal marriage equality for gay and lesbian families was still in debate. And a reporter called the then UUA president, Reverend Bill Sinkford, to get his opinion. And he said, "Where does the UUA stand on the issue of gay marriage?" And Bill responded, "Well, we stand on the side of love." Well, UU musician Jason Shelton happened to be in his office at that time. He heard that great line, went home, wrote a hymn, "Standing on the Side of Love," and this became our UU slogan for justice work. But continuing to work toward justice requires some adjustments sometimes. And it was pointed out by members of the disability rights community that not everyone can stand who wants justice. So the lyrics were changed to "Answering the Call of Love" for the hymn and just "Side with Love" for the UUA's justice slogan. The work of Side with Love is not an effort of some auxiliary institution supported by the UUA. This is a slogan of an official department within the UUA, the Organizing Strategy Team. This department is staffed by UUA employees and can be found on our published organizational chart, right along with the Publishing Department and the Congregational Life Department where I work. The Organizing Strategy Team's goal and their job is to drive strategy, strengthen the capacity of Unitarian Universalists to organize for justice, and to mobilize power and people for liberation. The team's approach recognizes that there are many issues and partnerships that individual UUs and congregations are invested in, but the UUA has chosen to focus on four key intersectional priorities to strategically build power for creating justice in this time. And these may be four priorities, but they're pretty darn broad priorities, let me tell you. First is climate justice, inclusive of indigenous sovereignty and climate resilience. Climate change is a threat to everyone, yes. And the UUA makes a point of advocating for those whom it will impact the most. Second is anti-criminalization. This includes our racial justice work and our immigrant justice work and the criminalization of poverty work we're working on. This is where you might find the reducing mass incarceration movements or dealing with oppressive policing. LGBTQ and gender justice, inclusive of LGBTQ equity and reproductive justice. The UUA has a long and proud history of working for reproductive rights and inclusive sex education. And electoral justice, inclusive of voting and voting rights, democracy and election year engagement. Justice work around elections has been a key focus the last few years, as voting rights have been threatened for so many Americans. Now, this kind of seems like a lot, and it is a lot. It's a whole lot of justice work. And this list is not very specific. So let me just get closer, a little, like, focus in a little bit on just a couple of the things that we're doing in our justice work. Let's take immigration justice, for example. The Organizing Strategy Team Office of the UUA promotes the New Sanctuary Movement, not only helping individual congregations who want to use their buildings as sanctuary sites for those facing deportation, but also work to help create sanctuary cities across the country with welcoming policies towards immigration. This UUA office partners with the National Labor Organization Network and Interfaith Immigration Coalitions to help end deportations. They work with the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee to offer learning trips to the U.S.-Mexico border to help UUs get a stronger theological grounding in their immigration justice work. This UUSC partnership also brings us the Love Resists campaign to activate UU communities and help people resist the movements to criminalize immigration. And if you have a Side with Love banner, or you have a Side with Love t-shirt, and you see I have this Side with Love stole I'm wearing today, just for you, then you are a part of this movement in your own way. And the Side with Love Organizing Strategy Team helps sponsor worship and educational materials for congregations on immigration justice issues. Just a few examples are the Immigration as a Moral Issue Study Guide for Congregations. And what I think sounds like fun, Cooking Together, Changing Ourselves, a Theological Reflection for All Ages. Cooking Together sounds like a great way to learn. And a youth curriculum called Heed the Call, Taking Home Immigration. There's a lot of immigration justice materials for a fellowship like yours that you can use to deepen your programs. This is just a tiny, tiny sample of what the UUA does around immigration justice. Another example from the list of priorities is the support of electoral justice and democracy. A new and powerful part of our effort, part of the UUA organizing strategy team, is the UU the Vote program that your congregation has chosen to receive today's donations. Thank you so much. This program is huge and has very far-reaching impacts in our world. After all, the outcome of elections can impact pretty much everything, from poverty to climate change to reproductive justice, women's rights. So much is impacted by who wins the elections. And one of our fundamental principles of Unitarian Universalism is the democratic process. UU the Vote does so much. I encourage you to look into it some more. It's on that very large and confusing website. There are UU the Vote phone banks, an easy way to engage. People like you can call other Americans all over and encourage them to vote and encourage them to vote their values. Now, as a nonprofit religious organization, we can't tell people who to vote for. No campaigning for specific candidates happens. But we absolutely can encourage all kinds of people to vote and to use their vote to make a difference in the world and to vote based on their values of love and compassion. UU The Vote has been working hard. They worked hard on the last set of elections, and they're working hard on the midterms this year with, for instance, active voter registration campaigns and fighting efforts towards voter suppression. The UU The Vote has so many ways to help a congregation like yours make a difference. They have a number of resources, including something called the Real Rules that you can look up so that you know what is and isn't okay to do as a congregation in electoral politics without breaking the law, without getting things messed up. What you can do and what you can't do. And remember, the late, great Congressman John Lewis talked about how we shouldn't stay quiet. He urged us to get into good trouble. Well, UU The Vote offers congregations a chance to earn the designation of a good trouble congregation. They do this through actions like registering at least 2 new voters per member of the congregation, averaging 20 phone calls or door knocks per member, by members being poll workers and poll watchers. And the good news is that the UU The Vote will help train and equip any church or fellowship to be able to do these things and more. If we believe in the democratic process and we believe that we need a just world, then this is our faith in action. This is our religious work. The UU The Vote team has major events in phone banking and voter registration coming right up in the state of Michigan for September, in Georgia in November. And we can participate from wherever we are and call people in Michigan and in Georgia on these events. And I want to say again, this is not an outside group that the UUA supports, though we do partner with folks like the NAACP and the Human Rights Campaign. This is not just good individual Unitarians doing good work. The UU The Vote is a UUA program. It is part of the work done by the UUA's organizing strategy team. The UUA funds and staffs this work. When you pay your UUA annual program fund, you are helping to support this good work and all the work of the organizing strategy team. Be it UU The Vote, the Climate Justice Network, our work for reproductive justice, so many other things that we're out there doing. There are some programs also that help us live our UU values of justice and equity. They're not officially part of the UUA. These are organizations the UUA is connected with through a memorandum of understanding that includes a significant financial support and tangible supports from UUA staff to support their mission. So they're adjacent and connected and supported, but not inside. 2 of these are Blue and Equal Access. Black Lives of UU, or Blue, is an organization by and for Black Unitarian Universalists. One of the realities is that often Black people in UU spaces too often feel uncomfortable or misunderstood. Blue offers special worship services and other programs where Black UUs can gather without being a minority, where their shared experience in our world and our liberal faith is deeply understood. Their mission statement reads, "Blue harnesses love's power to combat oppression and foster healing as a spiritual and political imperative. We know the power of love can be life-changing, inclusive, relational, uncomfortable, unconditional, and without end." And Blue is living our faith values in the world. They're in the process of creating an affordable housing development in Minneapolis where Black and Indigenous residents can experience homeownership. Another organization connected to the UUA through a memorandum of understanding is Equal Access. That's EQ UUAL, of course. Equal access works for disability justice in this world. Equal Access is not a social service organization, but a justice and advocacy organization. This is how they describe their work. We are Unitarian Universalists living with disabilities, our families, friends, and allies coming together for a common purpose, to enable the full engagement of people with disabilities in Unitarian Universalist communities and the broader society. We envision a future where there are no attitudinal, physical, or communication barriers preventing full participation in the life of our Unitarian Universalist communities and the broader society. I have had the honor of serving as liaison to Equal Access from the UUA the last 2 years. One of the phrases I hear over and over from them is, "Nothing about us without us." These are strong UUs who don't want placating or pity. They want a place at the table and the necessary changes in our faith communities and society to let that happen. As with Blue, Equal Access is their own nonprofit organization apart from the UUA, but they get funding and support from the UUA as part of how we live our values of justice and equity. Now, I have to spend a minute talking about our publishing houses. Beacon Press and Skinner House Books. The UUA publishers don't just publish our hymnals, religious education books, and books of poetry and meditation, though I have to say we have some really nice books about poetry and meditation. We have also a long history of publishing things that need to be published to change the world. Some of our recent best-selling publications include White Fragility by Rodman DiAngelo, and An Indigenous People's History of the United States by Roxanne Dubar Ortiz, and Acts of Faith by Eboo Patel. And you may or may not have heard the story that back in the days of the Vietnam War, it was the UUA publishing house that was poised to publish the Pentagon Papers when no other book publisher would. And lastly, I want to spend a little time talking about how the UUA lives its values as a workplace. I always say if we're going to boycott those stores that are unfair to their employees, we better not be unfair to our employees ourselves. What I will say to you is that the UUA is a fair employer with progressive values expressed in how they treat the people who work there. Our UU health insurance plan includes payments for a full range of medical care unique to the transgendered patients. When COVID-19 shut down our offices, we continued to pay the hourly staff who would have been working at the reception desk or taking care of maintenance in the building. They needed to put food on the table, even if our building was closed. And so we stood by our people that way. We not only have people in HR who make sure we're compliant with basic equity and inclusion goals, we have a senior executive position called the Director of Equity, Belonging, and Change. This position is currently held by Shige Sakurai. Our UUA president, Reverend Dr. Susan Frederick Gray, says it this way: "For the past 4 years, we've been engaging in a deep work of transforming our organization and our association to be a faith community where people of all backgrounds and identities can survive and thrive." You see, for a long time, the UUA was kind of insular and made up of a lot of white people, a lot from Harvard. A few years ago, there was a hiring controversy, and we decided to get our own house in order to begin looking to make sure we were living our values inside the UUA while promoting them outside the walls of our Boston office as well. We try to pay attention to breaking old patterns, like the old pattern of always hiring someone with the most degrees, rather than really looking and honoring the unique life experiences that might also prepare somebody for a job. We're making great strides in the diversity of our staff, and this includes staff at the most senior levels of the organization. We are good to each other, and mutual respect and cooperation are valued. Well, my goal today was to tell you a little bit about the justice work of this wonderful organization, the UUA, And remember, the UUA, the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations, it's made of you. It's made of you and that nearby church in Bellingham. It's made of the church in Boise, the little fellowships in Sitka and Kalispell, and the huge churches in places like Chicago and New York, as well as congregations in places like Fargo and Knoxville. As an association of congregations, like the groups like yours come together to make decisions and support programs that make the world a better place. We can do more together than we can apart. I'm so glad your fellowship is a part of the UUA. Thanks so much for listening.